This is the Composer's Datebook for February 21st. I'm John Zapp. On today's date in 1929, the Italian composer Ottorino Respighi completed his trilogy of symphonic tone poems with the premiere of this piece entitled Roman Festivals. Unlike the previous Fountains of Rome and Pines of Rome, which were both premiered in Rome by Italian orchestras, the premiere of Roman Festivals occurred in America at Carnegie Hall with the New York Philharmonic conducted by Arturo Toscanini. All three of the compositions which form that cycle are conspicuous, brilliant instrumental effects, wrote music critic Olin Downs in his New York Times review the following day. Roman Festivals, however, fairly caps the climax for sheer orchestral sonority and brilliance of effect. It may be said, in fact, that not Richard Strauss or Stravinsky either has beaten Mr. Respighi in securing amazing and deafening noise from an orchestra. But it is also true, continues Downs, that the first part has something more than mere racket. It is really wild and brutal music, the dramatic idea being the howls and cries of the crowd at the Circus Maximus, the salutations of Nero, the opening of the iron gates and the roaring of beasts, the hymn of the Christians about to be slaughtered. The passage is short, but of a stunning power. All this program material furnishes Mr. Respighi opportunity for descriptive writing, concludes the review, but the music is of no merit. For more reviews damning new music with or without faint praise, you can go to our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.